Welcome to the Electronic Entertainment Expo Extravaganza, only on GamingUncensored.com.
Hey, what is up? Welcome to episode 5 of E4 2019. I'm Tommy, that's Jamie, sitting over there. And for this episode, we are talking Devolver Digital, which is the trippiest event, bar none, every year at E3.
Yeah, I want whatever drugs those people are on.
No joke. It is the most bizarre and yet incredibly entertaining thing. Really quick before we jump into it, just so we don't forget. Patreon guys, Cabbage, Jose, Narc, Duff, Josh, Hector, Spider, Spencer, Kavash, Chad, Zeke, Chris, and Brigham. Thank you guys for your support. We appreciate it a ton, helping us put this this fun week together. And so if you'd like to support us on Patreon, you can do that. Go to GamingUncensored.com and click on the Patreon link right there at the top of the page. So, Devolver Digital did something a little different. I know that's shocking. a little bit different this year. We'll talk about some of the game stuff. I think the game stuff is interesting, and it's particularly one game that I really enjoy that they announced some new content for. But really, it's about the spectacle. And so their kind of ribbing of the industry this year was picking up on their press conference from last year where and I forget what's the host lady's name?
Nina
got shot up at the end. And so they kind of pick up right after the end of last year's press briefing and trying to get Nina back. And eventually end up, instead of doing a press conference, they're going to do a Devolver Direct inside or from Nina's brain. And it's, poking fun at this whole now direct thing that everybody's doing. And they did it quite well, poking fun at it. It felt like they were spoofing Google's Stadia rollout, even though they obviously had produced all this well before the Stadia rollout happened. Like, just visually, it felt so similar to that to me that it was like they were really on top of their game of just anticipating what the vibe and feel of the continued direct pitch marketing thing was going to be.
What I wonder with all this, because it's absolutely hilarious, it's exactly how I feel about all of this, because I'm old and curmudgeon-y and somebody is messing with my E3. But I gotta wonder what happens when everybody else sees what they do.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta wonder if every other major company that's doing these directs looks at this and goes, yeah, it's kind of dumb. kind of got a point here.
Yeah.
We're sorry. Not.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. What's super impressive about them is that they've kept this kind of gag going now. Like, their 3 years have been really seamless, like, fitting together, and they just set it up for next year, too. Like, got a pretty good idea that they're coming back and doing this whole thing again. They, like, left it a cliffhanger. Like, their long game with, like, this E3 thing of just, again, it's, like, this satire of the industry. I don't think in a malicious way. I mean, they're part of it too. They understand, but it is a very like fun kind of self-awareness of some of the ridiculousness that we get into. Well, we love E3, and so it's us like that they're making fun of as like people that are watching this content too. You know, like there's a certain self-awareness to it that I think is actually pretty fun, and I'm excited to see it keep going. Like, again, it's over the top. It's like blood and gore everywhere. There's this monster that pops out of a guy's chest at one point. It's cursing pretty constantly, except when she can't curse, and then it's also really which, entertaining.
By the way, that was by far in the 3 or 4 years that they've done this, That right there was the best. That was the best gag they've ever done.
Yeah.
Because she was trying to curse, and every time that she did, something else came out.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious.
Yeah. She's hilarious. It's just, again, it's well done. And not everybody's humor, I get why a lot of people aren't going to dig it at all. But I dig it. I think it's ridiculously funny. And so good on them for doing that. So quickly, let's talk about the games that they talked about. It's Devolver, and so is Indie World, and so none of these are necessarily big name stuff, but still worth mentioning. And so they have a game called Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout that to me looked like Teletubbies kind of running around, and like it's battle royale ish is kind of what I got from it. Not really sure, but there's like 100 dudes that start, and you're trying to be the last one. It's like running and dodging and like weird physics kind of stuff. I don't know, but it looks fun. It looks very much like something Devolver would do.
The thing about all of their titles, and this was another one of those, while you're watching these trailers, you're looking at it going, is this real?
Yeah.
Like, is this a thing? And it is. But, like, I have no idea, any idea about the gameplay. I have no idea what's going on. It's just there.
Yeah. Which transitions super well into the next announcement, which is one of those things that you go, is this real? And it is. Like, you could go buy this on Steam. They announced Devolver Bootleg, which is which they played up in their Devolver Direct in a wonderful way. But it's an actual game that you can go and actually buy right now on Steam. That's 8 ripoffs of their actual games that are like gimmicky versions, bootleg versions of actual games. And so one of them is Hotline Milwaukee instead of Hotline Miami. There's Super Absolver Mini. There's Catsylvania. There's Piku Biku Ball Stars. Kid you not. It's really a thing. And also not joking, it is currently on sale on Steam. So it's originally $4.95. They have it on sale for 1% price goes. Really, originally $4.99, now it's $4.94. So you can get it 1% off on Steam. Mm. Thank you, guys. It's just phenomenal. But it's a real thing. It's a real game that they've put out. They also, I mentioned the monster popping out of a guy's chest that tied in with a game that's called Carrion. That's you play the monster, and so they called it like the text at the beginning of it says a reverse horror game, that you are this like crazy, like weird tentacled blood creature. I don't know what it is, it's crazy looking, but you're like killing all the people, like you're like putting yourselves in their body and then making them explode, and all this stuff is like dark and eerie and all that kind of stuff. You just get to play as the monster, which again is very much something Devolver is going to put out.
Yeah, I have no idea how it works. I have no idea, again, what the point is, but okay.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. We'll take it. They also, again, you ask yourself, is this real? It is real. They announced an arcade cabinet that they're putting out for Enter the Gungeon, House of the Gundead. That is an actual light gun arcade cabinet that you can buy. You could actually get one or go to an arcade that has it and play Enter the Gungeon with actual light guns, which I kind of want to do. Like, it kind of looks fun.
Yeah, I'd play that.
And then lastly, their kind of finale, if you'll call it that, was there's a DLC coming for The Messenger, which is a game I have played actually quite a bit and really, really enjoy. Great side-scrolling platformer action game. That's
You know what? I have not played it. I've seen that. I gotta play it.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's Super Nintendo vibe for me, or Sega Genesis kind of vibe, like that kind of era has that feel to it. This new DLC is called Picnic Panic, and it's all on like a tropical island kind of world, but with lots of new like crazy stuff that happens. The original game gets really crazy with like
weird time travel stuff and all this crazy stuff. This one's doing really crazy stuff too, with like going to 8-bit views and back to 16-bit view. I don't know. It's nuts. But The Messenger, I just can't recommend enough. It's great on its own. And then this is not only is a DLC, it's free DLC. And so you get free DLC and it's coming out in a month. And so that's pretty fantastic. Pretty pumped about that.
I saw that and I'm like, yep, gotta play it.
Yeah, it's great. So that was the actual news that came out of the Devolver. As much news value as there is to it, the entertainment value of it, it's barely longer than the show is going to be. And so go watch it if you have any interest at all.
It's 15 minutes.
Yeah, if you get into it and you're like, this is really terrible, especially if you haven't like followed Devolver the past couple of years, I get it. But I really enjoy what they're doing. I just find it vastly entertaining.
Like any time that adults use the word toot as a cuss word. Oh my God. I'm sorry. That is some classic writing.
Yes.
And they did a few different ways. And it's like, I was literally laughing hard over here.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. And we talk about how stuffy the rest of the conferences usually are, and probably the highlight of the show so far has been Keanu coming out and being Keanu, because he's the opposite of all that. Well, here's the opposite, the entire conference of all that. Yeah. And so if you want to see that, there it is. And yeah, I highly recommend it.
Yeah, it is great. So this will be our shortest show, I would imagine, of E4. But worth talking about because it's fantastic.
Yeah, I have no idea why they go to all that trouble every year, but it's highly produced. And it's very, very, very well done. It's not a lot. The thing that I was going to say with the other press conferences was, you know, everybody spends money putting these things together. So does Devolver. And they have some of the best writers and actors out there. And if you spend 5 minutes on this, like, you can tell they put a ton of work into this.
Yeah.
And it's very impressive.
Yeah, and they're already working on next year. So we'll see you in 2020, Devolver. And they'll be
absolutely
egging on consoles, I would imagine, at that point, and it'll be fantastic. So that I would put a prediction out now that we see some Devolver, quote-unquote, console announcement in the 2020 Devolver experience.
Well, I just hope, since they're already in there, I'd like to see what would happen if they explored Nina's brain. Like, I want to know what that looks like. I'm just saying.
Yeah, go dig around a bit. Let's find out. So.
Yeah.
Now, all that being said, we've got still left to come. We've got Yubi, which has actually been happening while we've been doing this show, and so we've got to go catch up on Yubi. We've got the PC gaming show to talk about. We've got Square to talk about. We've got Nintendo happening still, and so we've got lots of E3 still to come, which is pretty exciting.
And Patreon stuff, which that will happen later in the week.
Yep, and that'll be fun, too. We'll be talking about games, and you'll get to see our ugly mug some more, and it'll be a good time. So, yeah, go check out Patreon, again, gaminguncensored.com. Patreon link right there at the top of the page.
For now, I think that's about it. I would give you the whole spiel, but we've been here 10 minutes.
Quite worth it.
I'm not going to do it. So, that being said, I think we are done. I'm Jamie, that's Sami, and this has been Gaming Uncensored's continuing coverage of E3 2019. It's E4, and it's only on GamingUncensored.com, and we are out. Answered is brought to you by Colonel Duff. Duff, helping a random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.